The Griswold Tigers couldn't get past the fast-moving Missouri Valley Lady Reds defense in Thursday's 47-29 loss. Griswold had chances to come back in the game as they were down 40-27 at the end of the third quarter, but put down just 2 points in the whole 8 minutes of fourth quarter action. Head coach Ryan Lockwood just wants his girls to take their time and knock down their shots earlier in games from this point forward.
Came out really strong defensively. We moved the ball really well early in the game, and we got the looks we were looking for. Just didn't get the ball to fall. We got ourselves a little sped up after that and just kind of rushed a few shots there. And, they started hitting a few. We got them to the foul line a little bit, and we just struggled with that ball in the hoop early. I thought the defense was good all the way through that first half. Just got to score a little bit early.
Carly Milliken knocked down 9 points and pulled down 9 boards in the game, most of which came in the first half as she went scoreless in the second half. The senior looked great defensively as she was able to protect the paint while also offering up some scoring in the paint early in the game to help push the Tigers on a run.
Yeah, she had a great night. She's been having great nights every night. I've got her, just preliminary stats, I've got her down for 9 or 10 rebounds as well. So, 9 points, and I knew that scoring was going to come for her.
Right.
We finally started getting the ball inside like we wanted to, early, got it in there and finished a little bit. Like I say, we got behind, we got a little bit desperate and popped up a few of those quick ones, and we worked that ball a little bit more and get it inside. She's going to have a lot of big nights.
Griswold was also followed up by Abby Goolinghorse with 5 points, while Amanda Hauser also added on 5. One player who stood out from the bunch was Addison Adams, who may have put down just 5 points, but kept the flow of the offense. When the Tigers looked like they were under pressure, the guard took the ball in her own hands and put the offense in a good position to score.
Yeah, she does a great job of just kind of leading the offense to keep everything going. When her shot falls early, she's really dangerous. When it doesn't, sometimes she just thanks a little bit, but she did a great job of using her defense to keep everything going in the right direction. All the girls did a great job of finding their shots, and man, some nights they go, some nights they don't.
Right.
But, I thought, like I say, the defensive effort and the rebounding was really good tonight.
The Lady Reds were led by Grace Herman, who knocked down 25 points in the game, as the paint was her friend with 16 of her 25 points, off shots in the paint off multiple 10-foot jumpers. Mackenzie Parrott was right behind her with 12 points and had over 5 steals in the game for Missouri Valley. Griswold is looking ahead as they jump back into it tonight when they take on East Mills. Coach Lockwood wants his girls to continue to grab the rebounds while also being able to box out their opponents early in games. The Wolverines are led by Mia Goodman, who averages 8.3 points per game, while East Mills and Griswold match up very well both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, we're going to be looking to do the same type of thing, come out strong defensively, get some holds and try and get our offense going and get that momentum going on our side. As long as we box out like we did tonight and complete the rebounds, we're going to be sitting in pretty good shape, and then it's just going to be being patient to find those good shots, knock them down, and I think it's going to be a fun game.
The Tigers fall to 2-5 on the season, while Missouri Valley improves to 2-5 overall. Griswold battles East Mills in a corner conference matchup tonight at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.